Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Thanks for choosing Felger and Maz to entertain.
There's no reason to touch
them. And inform you in the afternoon.
I think your cheeks are a little loose.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
I can't, you know, say enough about the effort that our players gave today and the coaching staff. It was really just an awesome job by all of them. You know, players have worked so hard throughout the course of the season. I thought they certainly showed a lot of mental and physical toughness tonight against a great football team. Chiefs are very well coached, had a lot of great players. We expected it to be a 60-minute game, turned out to be more than that. That's the way it was the last time we played them. It was obviously a great back and forth of battle in the fourth quarter, well, throughout the entire game. Particularly in the fourth quarter, a lot of close calls, a lot of key plays. You could probably point to, you know, 50 plays that were critical plays in the game. In the end, we were able to make a few more than the Chiefs, and so that's why we're able to continue our season. Great team job all the way around. Thought we got contributions from all three units and so many players. It'd be hard to single out anybody. Just so many guys stepped up and competed so hard tonight, and these guys really, they earned it. They deserve it, and they earned it. So I'm happy for them and happy we're still playing.
Bill Belichick at the post game last night. Hour number two, Felger and Maserati. Murray and Maz are in our Town Fair Tire Studios in Dorchester, Massachusetts at the Beasley Media Group. I am on location. My flight was delayed. I'm traveling this weekend. Flight was delayed 4 hours today, so instead of missing the show, I fired up the remote. I'm coming to you on location, and that's the deal. We're talking Patriots Chiefs all day long as the Patriots head to yet another Super Bowl. We're heading into the 3 o'clock hour, coming up on 3:05 in the afternoon. Maz has got a take. He's got to revisit.
Yep, and in fact, my hot take of the week brought to you by Rodenheiser Plumbing, Heating, AC, and Electric, heating experts for over 90 years and proud sponsor of the Patriots. Visit Rodenheiser.com to learn more. In light of Belichick's comments, I figured, Murray, who did I pick in this game?
You, like I, picked the Kansas City Chiefs.
Mike, who did you pick?
Oh, the Chiefs.
Yeah, I think we all picked the Chiefs. So you know what? No shame in that. Nonetheless, I was wrong. I'm happy to admit I was wrong. But it's not the first time I was wrong. I'll be wrong again.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's a ball game that could have gone either way. But as usual, it doesn't go my way. So that's just that's what you need to know. Back to your reaction, as promised. Anthony and Hingham. Go ahead, Anthony. Lead us off this hour.
Hey, I just saw Maz. You thought Tom didn't play a good game, or you didn't think he was one of his best?
I don't think it was one of the great games that he's played. No, I mean, he made a couple of big mistakes. Now, in key situations, he was nails. But if you're asking me to give him an overall grade for the game, it's in the B range. It's not an A. It wasn't an A performance by Brady.
Well, both two of the picks were definitely drops, right?
Yeah, what about the one in the end zone?
Yeah, I'm saying that's probably the one that throw I think he had all night. I mean, he didn't see Ragland. He was sitting up to the line, and he should have lofted it in there, but he didn't. And I just think he was nailed, and he got a lot of drops on first and second down. They kind of, like, staggered them in the second half. And
let me stop you there. If you're saying Brady was victimized by drops, I didn't see that. I saw him bailed out, and maybe that's too strong, but really helped by some incredible catches by his receiving group. I think his receiving group had a tremendous day catching the football between Hogan. James White had a few huge early grabs with guys draped all over him. His receivers did a tremendous job in this ball game.
Yeah, and the other thing is, if we're, you know, you remember only the interception is a bad throw, don't forget some of those incompletions. There were at least two balls thrown behind Gronk by a significant margin. So, and again, I want to go back and watch the game again. Murray said this a little while ago. That's one of those where you're going to go back and watch it and say, oh yeah, that happened too. I forgot about that one. In spite of all the stuff we've remembered, really is ridiculous.
Brandon in the car. He joins us next. Felger Maz, hi.
Hey, guys. I got just a point about the game yesterday. So I think experience just had a huge factor in the game. I mean, they put up right at the start of the game, I think it was 30-plus players on the Patriots roster had
Where did it show up, Brandon?
Just on TV, they showed up.
No. Well, okay, thanks for the call. Experience, Maz. You know, we talked about this factor early in the game or, you know, last week, how we thought it was overrated. Where did experience show up in this ballgame?
Yeah, you could say maybe a little bit at the beginning that the Chiefs did, you know, get absolutely shoved down their throats to start the game, and maybe they didn't anticipate the Patriots being as ready for it as they were. But honestly, I don't think it was a huge factor. I mean, I don't know, maybe D Ford lining up wrong. I guess you could say he just had a brain lock, or is that just a dumb player making a stupid mistake?
I mean, so like, separate Brady in clutch situations. He's one of the great clutch players in the history of sports, but he was that in 2001, folks. I mean, he was that as a young quarterback. He was that kind of player at the end of these ball games. He's really always sort of been that. So is Tom Brady that way in the fourth quarter because of his experience, or because that's what he is? And you know what? I'll take Mahomes in the fourth quarter, too, now. He's not too shabby in those situations. We've seen him twice now stare down the greatest quarterback in the history of the game and go toe-to-toe with him in the fourth quarter.
But you've also seen inexperience with that kid, too. And look, I think he's going to be a stud for 10, 15 years.
Where?
The first half, Mike. When he misses the wide-open touchdown, and you've seen some of these this year.
But why is that inexperience?
So then what is it? He just can't throw a touch pass then? He doesn't have that as part of his arsenal? Because I have yet to see it with him.
But you know what? He had one like that in the game here, too, remember?
Yeah.
So maybe
it's just not accurate. I mean, he's a young guy. He's a gunslinger, and he's working on his accuracy in some parts of his game. I mean, I'm not telling you he's perfect, Murray. Like, he clearly had his problems early in that game like he had here. But is that because of – I'm just having a hard time pinning that to lack of experience.
Okay, so maybe it's – I just – looking at him, it just feels like there's a tightness to him where these – he just doesn't throw those floaty touch passes that you see. Brady, Breeze had one yesterday, Russell Wilson. Those guys have it as part of their arsenal. He just doesn't have it. So maybe that's an experience. Maybe he just doesn't have it because he has too much of a cannon. But there's something off with that kid. There's just – there is – it's not just all perfect with Patrick Mahomes because he's had an MVP caliber year.
I'll tell you, there is a fearlessness to him, though. I mean, I think Kansas City's obvious. Onto something there. So if Reed sticks around, he'll win a Super Bowl with this kid. That performance, that pass he threw to Watkins, where Watkins got behind Gilmore and he rolled out.
Insane.
Oh my God, was that ridiculous?
Okay, but Andy Reid, you gotta get off the bench, dude. You can't sit on the bench picking your toenails. My God, I couldn't believe that.
He was ordering the Tex-Mex egg rolls.
At least pretend you're coaching the football team. You know, pretend. Stand up there and talk to people on your headset. God, Tony in Maine. Go ahead, Tony.
Felger, kind Tony. Officiating. Wow. Are you on the same thing D Ford is? I mean, are you in a David Lynch movie? Let's go over this. This was not kind officiating at all. Eric Berry was allowed to commit assault on Gronkowski all day. Nothing called. J.C. Jackson was just maligned. I mean, I wanted to start a GoFundMe page for J.C. Jackson. I mean,
I thought they should have arrested. I thought they should have arrested J.C. Jackson for indecent groping. He was all over people the entire game. He deserved those flags. Give me a break on that. It's okay to say that you got some kind officiating. It's okay to admit it.
No, unbelievable, unbelievable. How the Patriots were able to overcome that officiating crew on the road. I mean, geez, unbelievable.
If it makes yourself feel better, tell yourself whatever you want. Tell yourself whatever you want. It's okay to get the breaks. Sometimes you get them, sometimes you don't. This was a particular ball game where you got them. And frankly, it's two straight AFC Championship games where you got some good officiating. So take it. Take it. Put it in the bank and, you know, don't get sensitive about it. It's okay. You can win games like that. It happens. And hopefully, if it goes against you in the Super Bowl, you'll be able to survive it. Steve in Denham, he joins us next on Felger and Maserati. Hi, Steve.
How you doing? First of all, before that, Ford was offside, but I could see that he was clearly offside before that play even started. I was waiting for the flag on that play. And I'll give you guys some credit. I would give Brady a B. That, you know, he got bailed out on a lot of bad throws behind players. But I really called about Carlton because, you know, I've been battling Carlton for a couple of years now.
Yeah.
And when this guy lived in Norwell, he said the Jets were going to win the division 3 years in a row. And, of course, they came in last 3 years in a row. Then he moves to Tampa, and he said Tampa was going to get to the Super Bowl his first year. And, of course, they've come in last place the last 2 years. Now all you guys need is Steve from Stoneham to call because those guys are clearly the two biggest idiots to call the show. Thank you.
Okay. It's a tough day for Hater Nation.
Oh, this team has broke a lot of people's brains, including yours last night, Felger. I mean, the stuff I saw on social media, I'm like, what's happening? Like, he's lost his mind. Jesus.
No. It was hard. It was a hard night for the kid. I mean, I've been so take committed to this thing. And then for that stretch, and again, I'm not saying they were all bad calls, but there was a stretch there where it felt like, you know, Blakeman just wasn't going to let the Chiefs win. And it was the sequence, it was, you know, three plays, right, you know, after it was the muff punt, which frankly is ridiculous that they overturned. Ridiculous. There's no clear-cut evidence on that video that he did not touch that ball. And I'm sitting here telling you that he absolutely did. But that was the call on the field, and you even admit it, Murray. There was no video there that showed him that he absolutely did not.
No, typically, so, yeah, a play like that doesn't get overturned because there wasn't anything truly conclusive. Some angles looked like he didn't touch it. There were some. It's like, oh, it hit his thumb. Oh, my God. So
in the stretch of under 2 minutes, that muffed punt was reversed. Then you had the roughing the passer call, which
was brutal.
One of the worst calls you've ever seen in your life. And then it was just two plays after that that Hogan has that great one-handed catch where the ball's sort of out and does it hit the ground? Does it not? I think they got it right. I'm not sure. Last year, is that incomplete? Like, I think it should be incomplete. You know, I've sort of been on that side of it the whole way that I like, you know, really clearly defined control versus what they did this year. So, but all those plays happened between 8:47 and 6:25 left in the fourth quarter. So in that 2 minute stretch, those three plays happened. Bang, bang, bang. And it's like, oh God. I mean, really? This is how I'm going to take the ball gag on this? On this crap? Hard night. It's a tough night. May have had a few too. I don't know.
Yeah, booze and Twitter, not a good combo.
Jerry in the car. Go ahead, Jerry.
Hey, guys. Wanted to ask the question. When the Patriots lined up for the fake punt, I know a whole bunch of us were saying, why are the refs holding off letting them hike the ball? Shouldn't they have let them hike the ball and get them maybe too many men on the field with Kansas City? What was up with that? Do you want
to
hang
up? Okay, so I don't know the exact rule, but they're supposed to allow the defense a chance to substitute. Okay, and I generally see that on third downs when, you know, you're bringing an extra running back or you substitute late on offense, the defense has a chance, is given a chance to get their substitutions in as well, and that's why that ump will stand over the ball. So that you see. I don't remember seeing it that badly on the punt, and they still had 12?
Oh, it looked like 13, Mike. That I felt like they got hosed on that, and ultimately, even though it was a touchdown and Philip Dorsett made the play, he got mugged on that play, and you never saw a flag. So again,
he did get mugged. He did. He did.
So okay. The first one on the punt didn't bother me because the Patriots ran off. Right? So, like, now the ref is standing over the ball because, okay, you just ran off the field. Now you got to let them run off.
Exactly.
Like, but it's the second one that was stuck out. Like, that one to me blew my mind.
Okay, we continue with your thoughts. Felger and Maz on the Monday after. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to Felger and Maz on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Felger and Maz on 98.5, the Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Maz.
Bolquitt now to punt. Windad is back. Stands inside the 15, fields the knee-high snap. Left foot's the punt. It's high and
short.
It's relatively short, in fact.
But
it's going to take a bounce across the 35. Mishandled by Edelman. Picked up on the run by Dieter. On and covered to the end zone. On the muff, Garrett Dieter will recover at the 22-yard line. Julian Edelman.
Hold on. It's
did he not touch it? The officials are going to give him the possession.
Edelman's arguing he didn't touch it.
Here's Cleve Blakeman.
He didn't touch it. On this
rule in the field is that the receiving team touched the ball, then it was recovered by the kicking team.
Chiefs aren't happy.
And Andy Reid isn't pleased about it.
Wow.
After reviewing the play, he determined that the receiver did not touch the ball. Therefore, the ball is dead in the spot of Kansas City's recovery. The ball will be. He's got 8 minutes, 39 seconds on the game clock. It's 8:39.
Sorry, it's the right call.
How close did you come to touching the punt?
Well, I guess I didn't think I was that close. Thank God it took a short hop on me, and I don't play baseball, so didn't touch it. It was close, though, I guess.
He didn't think it was that close. Give me a break. What a huge break that was. What a huge break. There was nothing on that video that told you that thing definitely didn't touch him. So, and again, I love how people say, well, you know, they got the ball back a minute later anyway after the interception, scored a touchdown. Well, so what? They still lost a possession. What's to say that after they recover that muff, they don't score there, field goal or 7. Patriots kick off, and then Brady still throws that interception. So they got a possession taken away from it. It doesn't work like that. You don't get to just add on that possession like Brady. What, Brady threw the interception because ball don't lie? I mean, that's what Romo said, right? Like that sort of...
it felt like instant karmic retribution there.
Yeah, the football gods. But I mean, so we're saying... But that's the only reason Brady threw the interception? Because the football gods intervened? No. They took a possession away from the Chiefs. And then on the next possession, Brady gets that phantom roughing the passer call. It was huge in terms of momentum. Kansas City's going, bringing their way back into this game. You know, the stadium's up. It was just a huge momentum spot in the game, and it was halted by the officials. So you got some good breaks there. It's okay. It's okay to admit it. Doesn't make you a bad team. Doesn't take away from the victory. You earned the victory.
Yeah, I think it bears mentioning, what is Julian Edelman doing there?
What is he doing?
Get the hell away from the ball. Of all players, like, that's a guy that's been around long enough that is as reliable as there is on this team and in the league. That's as dumb a play I've ever seen him make.
Colossally stupid. Colossally, colossally stupid, and they got lucky there.
Good break. Good break for the Pats on that. We continue with your calls. Tom and Newton, you're up next, Felger and Maz. Hi, Tom.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I mean, where do you even start after a game like that? I mean, there's just a million things you could, you know, pick on after that game. I'm sure everybody will. The thing I wanted to chime in on was just, you know, overall, the big picture of the team this year. I mean, this is really the first time during this, you know, almost 20-year run with the Patriots that we've seen a team like this where, I mean, you know, usually the Patriots, they either have it or they don't. They either win or they lose. They usually never come out and, you know, are mediocre during the regular season, then get to the end, you know, 2 games left, go into the playoffs and flip the switch. They almost never do it. So my question is, you know, like, where did they find this metal? Where did they find the chip on their shoulder going into the playoffs on the road, something that there's really no precedent to say they would have been able to do and pull it off? Is it the underdog thing? Where did they come up with this mentality thing?
I don't know, Tom. It's a great question, though, because that was a big thing for me, too, this whole year. And while I've been against them, it's like they typically haven't been a flip-the-switch team. When they have great regular seasons, they finish strong, get home field throughout, and go to the Super Bowl. I mean, that's, and when they have something less than a great regular season, it catches up to them with a road playoff game. They typically come up short in that game, and that's that. And that's like, they've never been that team that's had to go on the road and go win a Super Bowl. It's been a while. 2004 was the last time they did it, but even that's misleading because they were freaking a wagon in 2004. They went 14-2. The Steelers were 15-1, but the Pats were a better team that year. And so, I don't know. You know, it's just they've done it. They flipped the switch. I did not think that they had. I did not think they were that kind of team. So give them credit. I don't know. Tom, I don't know how it happened, but it happened.
It caught me by surprise. And again, I think it caught Brady by surprise. Despite the fact that he walked off the field and said, oh, everybody thinks we suck, blah, blah, blah. You know what he said last night? For crying out loud? He said, oh, we've overcome a lot. Down but not out. As excited as I've been. So wait a minute. You've overcome a lot. And then we played the cut earlier where he said, yeah, it was slow coming together. Oh, so you mean you doubted it like everyone else did?
So that's why he's, I mean, that's what he's saying. I mean, because the chips weren't stacked against him that badly. They're healthy. They're still the 2C. So it's like, so what's he talking about? He's talking about his uncertainty about what they had in the team.
No question. Yeah, like to me, this is like, so Tom, go blame the rest of us if you want. It's fine. That's okay. It's happened before, and we're happy to play our role. But don't tell me, don't sit here and tell me that all along you knew this team was going to go to the Super Bowl, because you didn't. And last night you admitted it, for crying out loud. He basically said it wasn't coming together. I don't want to say he lost hope, but it was stacked against us. The odds were against us because we didn't look right. Like, we all felt that way.
We've got Tyler in Boston. He's up next. Hi, Tyler.
What's up, guys? I think one of the biggest differentiators that you're seeing in between these last 2 games in the regular season is the time that Brady's had to throw the ball. I don't know if that goes back to the O-line. I don't know if it's Scarnecchia. or I don't know if it's Brady's pre-snap reads or just his ability and willingness to stay in the pocket for longer. But last week, Bosa and Ingram, you didn't even hear their name. Last night, Houston was pretty much nullified. Like, I don't even know if they've had to wash Brady's jersey after these games. You know what I mean? So
no,
I just wanted to get your thoughts on that. That was a pretty big factor.
Line's tremendous. They've been absolutely tremendous. They've been great run blocking from day one. They're pass blocking the last couple. I mean, has Brady been touched the last 2 weeks?
Not really.
I don't think so, no.
I mean, never mind just last night. The last 2 weeks, he hasn't been touched. Just absolutely tremendous. And it's also, I feel like these teams, you know, sort of play into their hands a little bit with the edge rushing and the upfield edge rushing. Jones batted one ball
right
in the middle of the line? I mean, that guy should have been Brady's kisser the entire night in the middle of the line.
They did a good job on him. To me, that's the one that I really look at, because they do. They negate the guys on the outside. And look, you know, I didn't think Houston was horrible last night. I mean, I'm not saying he got back there and got sacks. I didn't think he was horrible. I thought he was at least engaged in the game. Ford was a zero. No, I take it back. Ford was a negative. He was a negative for Kansas City.
One of the biggest penalties in Patriots history.
Oh, my God, what a mistake. What a and prior to that, he was invisible. He'd have been better off staying invisible in that game, for crying out loud. What a negative.
Phil and Malden, what do you got for us?
Yeah, thanks, guys. I told you so that they were going to go to the Super Bowl, but the officiating on both games, especially that Saints game, if that wasn't helmet to helmet, then I can't believe that they show these officials. How many years they've been in the league? 14 years, 16 years. They're officiating the biggest games of the year, and then after the game admit that they made a bad call.
Okay, well, once again, as a Patriots fan, I wouldn't complain too loudly. You got the benefit of some of those last night, some pretty big ones. Expecting those officials in the New Orleans game to call helmet to helmet, I keep hearing people add that on. That's expecting a little much. Do we want helmet to helmet calls in the conference title game?
No.
I mean, they haven't called that. They shouldn't call it. They're not really calling it. So, like that one. But the pass interference? Oh, my God.
Blatant.
Clear as day.
Yeah, blatant. And look, I'm one of these people that believes, okay, everyone, you know, for the most part, officiating doesn't decide games. You know, you get a bad call here and there, but you have opportunities to overcome it. And even then, the Saints still had an opportunity to overcome it. But that aside, that call last night, that cost them a trip to the Super Bowl. It did. It cost them a trip to the Super Bowl. That was brutal.
I don't know about that. So it would have been first down at the 5-yard line. Where, you know, the way Sean Payton was calling that game and the Saints were calling that game, they were a little tight themselves. Weren't you surprised how conservative both those teams were in that ball game?
Yes.
Conservative and stupid. So that last series where that pass interference that wasn't called happened, what are you doing throw it on first down, you idiot? That was
So when they should have been conservative, they weren't. They're actually throwing on that series. That's right. But the Rams lining up and running from the fourth and goal to 6-inch line. They kick it as opposed to going for it. I just felt both those teams were just a little tight. All right, Felger's on location here. Murray, just a little safety tip for you here. The shot that they've been going to on the simulcast mostly is behind your shoulder.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? So they've been showing me in the monitor, and they're over your shoulder, which means, and I've got caught with this before, looking at bathing suit slideshows. They can see what you got on the web there.
Oh, well, I'm not looking at bathing suit slideshows, Mike, unlike you.
Oh, okay. So. Well, I'm just saying. Yeah. Thank you for the heads up.
No, he's looking at naked slideshows.
that's just a heads up where if you get going on some of those slideshows, that's going to show up and people are going to, you know, then take pictures of it and it's going to be held against you.
I got you.
Okay, so just a little safety tip. Here's Murray's update. He has the very latest in the world of sports. We come back with Tom Brady's day. Maz, broke down some numbers from Brady last night. Overall grade for Brady, front to end, all things considered. What do you think? We'll do it right after Murray's update.
Felger and Maz.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Making sense of Boston sports.
There's no catching and no throwing. Anyone can play, no matter how hopelessly unathletic they are.
Felger and Maz, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Ball down, left hash of the one, runs to the left. Waddle and Allen to the right. Again from the eye, Devlin in front of Michelle. Play fake by Brady, throw to the end zone, intercepted in the end zone. Picked off and running it right, Reggie Ragland. Takes the knee in the end zone. Brady off the play fake. Try feather a pass. It appeared to Gronkowski. And he throws the interception.
To kill him.
Play we all remember. Tom Brady's end zone interception in the first half there yesterday in Kansas City, Maz. But that's not the only one that stood out to you. Or your thoughts on his day in general.
So, like, to me, there were some bad throws, when I say bad throws, listen, Brady was nails when the game was on the line. Okay, he was absolutely off the charts nails in the fourth quarter and overtime, as usual. I mean, really, but it wasn't just the interception in the end zone. There were some balls he threw behind Gronk in traffic. You know, it wasn't his sharpest game. So, if you ask me, what grade would I give Brady? I hear people say, "Oh, Brady, you know, A plus." It wasn't an A game for Brady. It wasn't an A game for Brady. This is part of the reason why, to me, it means more in some ways, because they had to really grind and fight for that win. Brady's in the B area. B. Murray says B plus. I said B plus somewhere in there, which is, I'm not telling you he sucked, but it wasn't his greatest game. Now, that said, the clutch spots, I went back. The Patriots were 13 for 19 on third down. Okay, 13 for 19 on third down. But they didn't throw on every one of those.
Right. Yeah, early on, there was a lot of running plays.
I mean, they ran for it 8 times in the game. They went 4 for 8. Okay, they went 4 for 8 because in the second half, they got bottled up. Brady throwing the ball on third down, and one of them was that pick we just played in the end zone. That was a third down play. It was 3rd-and-1. Okay, so that's one of the negatives. 9 for 11, 119 yards. And in the fourth quarter and overtime, 5 for 5 for 86. I mean, that's like what he did against the Seahawks in the Super Bowl that year.
Yeah, overtime, that drive, I put up there with that. And that, to me, is his Mona Lisa. Like, that is his greatest moment, the fourth quarter against that Seahawks defense, Super Bowl 49. But that overtime last night, he was surgical.
I mean, tell me that wasn't like a throwback that gave you chills.
No question.
Right? Like, Brady to Edelman, Brady to Gronk with the game on the line. You're watching that going, how many times have I seen that?
And they weren't cheapies either. I mean, the two over the middle of Edelman, especially the second one, was like, wow.
That
was
okay, but the first one was a cheapie. They didn't cover Edelman. They didn't cover him. And Edelman put his hand up, you know, to get Brady's attention. I get,
sure.
Zoe said he adjusted his route, whatever. They decided not to cover Edelman on that play. Credit Brady for finding him. But that was, I mean, I don't know what you consider cheesy or not. I'm just telling you, the Chiefs gave you that one. He was wide open.
Yeah, but I don't think that was the initial... That's not the initial read, again, right? Because Edelman puts the hand up because he decides to break off the route or whatever the hell it was there. So, you know, again, credit Brady. I thought, you know, because most quarterbacks in that situation, in that tight moment, they're probably still going to whiff on that because they're looking somewhere else.
So, I'm sorry, Mike. I'm getting them mixed up. But was the second one the one where Edelman took the shot on top of it?
Yes,
yeah.
Correct.
Holy mackerel, that play. I mean, that Edelman, he was hurting too, man. You could see it. And he got back in the huddle. And I want to say they ran the ball in the next play. I don't remember. But he took a shot. And those were big-time plays by big-time players. I don't know any other way to say it.
Okay. So we continue with your thoughts. As I said earlier, I think the game was won and lost on third down. You know, that was the key to the game, and you were much better in that spot. All those big passes late, obviously self-evident, but you picked up a lot of running first downs in the first half, Maz just mentioned. James White on first down. Then there was a little phase there where you threw to James White a couple of times on third down. He made some terrific catches. One sort of behind him off the back hip with a linebacker, I think, all over him to pick up a first down for you. So I thought the third downs were just huge for you offensively. You did a great job against them on third down. Casey was was only 1 of 4 on third down in the first half, including that sequence where Mahomes took the sack when they're in field goal range. You know, they complete the one ball to Hill. One ball to Hill, gets him deep there. Then he misses the running back on that wheel route that should have been an easy touchdown, and then the sack on third down takes him out of field goal range. That was a huge sequence. And so, to me, that was the game, third downs. All right, we continue with your calls, your reaction to the AFC Championship game, another epic for the Patriots last night in Kansas City. Go ahead, Mike, in Oxford. You're up next.
Hey, I thought Cordarrelle Patterson should have cost them the game. I think he's a bum. You guys are right all year. I just want to hear you elaborate. Thank you.
Okay, he dropped a slant on one of those to set up one of those third downs on that last drive. Wait, what's Brady doing throwing a slant to Cordarrelle Patterson on that last drive?
Great question.
I hated that so much. What are you doing? Oh, my God.
So I'll tell you, though, like I saw those plays and I said, why is he even on the field?
Right.
Can you get him off the field? But then beyond that, on one of them, the ball was a little behind. So this is, and again, I still think he should have had it. But this is why I say, in part, it was not, you know, it's not like Brady was hitting everybody in the numbers or the hands the whole day.
Matt Natick, you're up next. Hi, Matt.
I think I want to give a gold star to the guys that were covering Tyreek Hill. Without him, the Chiefs were playing essentially without several fingers on one hand. I think it was Crossen and somebody else. Mm. Big, big factor in the game. He only had one catch and none in the second half.
Okay, Matt Murray, you got a thought on that?
I didn't like that. So he only had one catch, but Keon Crossen on a few of those looked real shaky, and it was flashbacks to the Super Bowl, and why the hell is Johnson Badamosi a special teamer on the field? Where's Jonathan Jones in that situation? Like, someone explain that to me. Is it a speed thing? Why did he get that assignment? Is Keon Crossen getting Tyreek Hill?
But if he gets one catch, you're still sort of bitching about it.
Yeah.
Attaboy, Murray. That's in true Felger and Mass form right there. That's how we do it.
I didn't love Jonathan Jones out there either. I mean, they did a good job on Hill, though. But the fact of the matter remains, they still gave up 31 points in the second half.
It wasn't a lockdown. Of course it wasn't a lockdown defensive performance, but the first half was important. I mean, I think the first half, you know, sort of set the tone.
No question.
John in Rhode Island joins us next here. He's on line two. Hi, John. What do you got?
Hey, Phil, I agree with you that the past half they got a lot of breaks from the referees last night, but something I'm not hearing anyone talk about, arguably the biggest break in the game, was about 3 minutes left. Mahomes dumps off to Kelsey in the flat, fumbles the ball, Hightower recovers, returns it to the 20. It's first and 10 for the Patriots, but they called a very light holding call on J.C. Jackson, gives them a first down. That would have totally turned the game, maybe ended it right there.
Was that also where Van Noy roughed Mahomes? Was that on the same play? I think it was, wasn't
yep.
it?
Yeah.
Okay, so I know we all hate that rule, but he hit him right in the knees.
And he knew it.
And he knew it. He absolutely. Yeah, yeah. But that was the giveaway, too, because after he hit him on the knees, he sort of put his hands up like, you know, didn't get him. He knew. He knew immediately when he got him. I mean, that's a tough rule, man. I mean, I don't know what he's supposed to do. But you see that call. That was called on the Patriots last week. Same deal.
Yeah, and to me, that's what sealed it, is when Mahomes hit him, when Van Noy hit him and then put his arms up, I said, he knows. He knows he went in low and that there was that he could get a flag there, which, again, speaks to how the Patriots are coached about it, because Van Noy had an idea right away. But to me, he threw his arms up, you know, effectively. He knew right then.
Okay, we continue with the clutch play. That is the defining characteristic of this Patriots team and what happened last night. Their third down play, their big play, you know, how they came through in those situations, and how many were there? How many clutch, got-to-have-it situations were there for that Patriots team at the end of that ballgame? We continue with our thoughts on that with you right after these words.
You're listening to Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Oh, I like this.
This is Felger and Mass.
Part of me wants to do it just to feel what that feels like.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
From the 45, ball on the near hashes. Brady takes the snap against a three-man rush. He stands in. He throws down the middle for Hogan. Reaches out with a left hand, and he snags it. A diving catch at the Kansas City 44. And a first down, Patriots.
There it is again. Dorsett earlier, the touchdown. You forget about Hogan. And it's the catch with the one hand underneath.
And this is the Patriots trying to hurry to the line to snap it. Kansas City and Andy Reid throw the challenge flag.
Did he keep the left hand under?
Chris Hogan with some movement of the ball, but he came
His
up.
Reaction means he caught it.
After the play, moving on the field, stands his call. Stands is a catch.
So the Chiefs
live the fight. Yep.
Lose the timeout at the 6:06 mark on the challenge. What a catch by Chris Hogan.
What a grab. Seriously, what a grab. Another huge clutch play. Close call. That goes your way. I think it was probably the right call. I don't know. Last year, maybe that's incomplete. Either way, I don't know. Hard to tell. Close call goes your way, but a brilliant catch. Just another in a string of them. That's third and eight. You're down 4 points there. 21-17. Third and eight, your own 45. 6:25 left. Is that four down territory? You think they go four on fourth down there? They punting away.
I don't know. I'm trying to remember what I was thinking during the game at that particular time.
You know, there were a couple of them. There were a couple third downs I think they were going for it either way. Like the Gronkowski play on third and five from the Kansas City 29, they were going for either way. Right?
Right.
That was their last touchdown drive there, before overtime, I'm saying. You know, so on third and 10, Brady throws the interception that gets called back on the D Ford offsides. Now it's third and five, Kansas City 29-yard line, 54 seconds left, and that's why it hits Gronkowski deep down the left sidelines for 25 yards. They would have gone for it on fourth down there. If Hogan doesn't come up with that ball, do they go for it on fourth and eight from their own 45? Close. They might. I don't know.
I mean, given the nature of the game, I think you probably have to assume that they were, because I think Belichick knew that they were starting to get him on the run. Like, the way the Chiefs' offense was starting to score, that I think he knew he had to try to stay in front. Hell, when they ran the team, they ran the offense off the field early in the game, brought the punt team on, I thought they were going to go for it then.
Yeah. What is huge is, you know, all these situations, fourth quarter overtime, they're touchdown drives, Mass. You know, there's something different about setting up a field goal. Is one thing, and you know, Lord knows the Pats and Brady have done that over the years. But then each time they're down 4 points twice in the fourth quarter, twice. So on those drives, they gotta go get seven. They gotta go get seven, which I'm wondering whether they're kicking there or not. And that's just sort of adds to it, the number of third downs and big plays they convert in those situations. That's what won them game. That was the story of the game, and it's really the story of this team. And just another ridiculous night of football. Just ridiculous, the amount of stuff you can talk about, the amount of plays you can go back over, the amount of close plays that could have gone either way, and the Patriots pretty much came up with them, and Kansas City did not, and you know, you've heard that story before. So we're discussing it here on Felger and Maz. Is there anything, Maz, before I go back to the phones, we haven't gotten to yet? We pretty much, you know, click through your list here?
No, I'm sure there is, but, you know, we'll get to it. The callers will bring stuff up, too. Just one thing quickly, that the guy who called and said on the fumble by Kelsey, that was not the same play that Kyle Van Noy hit the knees of Patrick Mahomes. That one came a couple of plays later. This one was one where Watkins came up just off the hash mark. He was in the slot, and Jackson grabbed him, and Watkins kind of fell at the same time, and he sort of looked like he was tackling him to the ground.
Okay, my fault. You're right. Go ahead.
Yeah, so there was another one later on the play down the sideline where Jackson was called again. And I just think that Jackson is so handsy and does so much grabbing that he doesn't have a leg to stand on.
Yes.
So, on those plays, he's going to get called. I mean, sooner or later. Now, I will say that the first one that they called, I felt like they were letting a lot of grabbing go for the most part in this game, and that one to me felt like a 50-50 call. I would just assume that they had let it go.
Okay, we continue with your thoughts. Here's Justin in Shrewsbury. He's up next on Felger and Maz. Hi, Justin.
Hey, so two quick points. I think I remember when the Patriots had, or when they already scored the go-ahead touchdown at the end of the game, and then the Chiefs had the ball coming down to kick the field goal. There was one point where the refs just completely stopped the clock when the Chiefs had no timeouts left and pretty much just gave them a timeout.
They didn't give them a timeout. You jumped off sides, Justin. The clock stops.
Okay, because then they said that, like, oh, the clock is correct, and like took like 20 seconds just to figure that out, and the Chiefs, it gave them a
timeout. No, it was Flowers jumped off sides, and it was a 27-yard completion, and on a defensive penalty, it stops it. So it stopped at 16. And that's when, oh boy, you talk about that Andy Reid, Kansas City Chiefs, when are they going to crap their pants moment? That was one I was looking at right there, because Kansas City had burned their third timeout, right? They get the ball back at their own 31 with 32 seconds left, down three, with one timeout. Mahomes throws that ball deep down the right sideline. It was to the running back. Where, right?
Yeah, he made kind of a diving catch.
Okay, timeout. Boom. 23 seconds left. You're now at the New England 48. Then the very next play, Flowers jumps off sides, free play. They pick up 27 yards on a ball to Robinson. And so the clock stops with a defensive penalty at the Patriots' 21-yard line, 16 seconds left, no timeouts. I said, here we go. Here we go. They're going to leave the ball over the middle of the field.
Sack
not gonna
or
be
something like that.
Right. You know, like I was sure that that's when we were going to get the Andy Reid Kansas City moment. They screw up the clock. They were going to get tackled in bounds. They were going to get sacked, like you said, something, or they wouldn't get the field goal team on in time. He'll shank it. I'm stunned that and they threw once into the end, right, on a no chance play.
Yeah, Mahomes kind of threw it away almost. Yeah,
and then kicked it with 11 seconds left. And still had to kick off. So they still didn't totally nail that clock. They could have thrown once more into the end zone if they wanted on that or done something with that. But, you know, given the alternative, which is what I thought, you know, I thought they were going to really Andy Reid it up, if you will. They actually did well with that. You know, to get the ball with only 32 seconds left and one timeout and kick the game-tying field goal from, you know, reasonable distance, 39 yards. They did well with that.
I was stunned that Harrison Butker made that kick. I was convinced it was going left.
No question.
Yeah,
no question.
I thought they might take another crack at the end zone there too, but my guess is that they were worried about a bad snap or something on the field goal, and they said, we got to make sure we have two cracks at it if we need it.
Mike in Worcester. Hi, Mike.
Hey there. Just to correct you on that, a bad snap, the clock would have run out. So kind of a non-starter there. I got a reflection, a disagreement with each of you, and then finally a question about the upcoming Super Bowl and the L.A. defensive line. Interesting when we reflect back on the season, how everybody was thinking that after that blown touchdown, amazing return in Miami, that was going to screw us out of a home field spot. Then Houston winds up losing. Kind of crazy. So we backed into that all-important bye week. Felger, just on you in terms of the breaks, just one other thing to kind of balance the sheet out a little bit there that no one's talked about, the play in which Belichick tossed his iPad or whatever it is on the pick play.
So you wanted a pick
I think missing that was as egregious as giving the 15-yard face mask on against Brady.
The rough in the passer? I don't know. I mean, you got called on a pick earlier in the ball game. Who was that, Dorsett?
Yes.
I thought that was the right call. This was comparable. I mean, it was. It was a pick. I don't know. I just think those happen every play. Sometimes you get them, sometimes you don't. It was a blown call. I don't think it was as egregious as the ones that went for you. I'm just trying to remember what down it was. It was second and 10 at the New England 40. It was Watkins?
Yes, that's right. Yep, I think that's right.
It was Watkins who caught the ball. Second and 10, New England 40, 2:54 left, and it went for 38 yards down to the 2-yard line. That was a big play. I'm not sure. I mean, I'm not going to take it away from you. They easily could have called that. That was a pick.
I mean, I'm sorry. I thought it was a pick. And just quickly, the caller said, the clock would have run out. What if the guy's, you know, holding
lines up and spikes it?
Yeah. I mean, like, there's no guarantee that the clock runs out. My guess is that he wanted to leave a little time there for wiggle room.
I called the read buffer. He left it for himself, right? We've got an hour and a half to go. We're going to cut out a little early today for Celtics and is it Heat we got tonight?
Correct, yes, Miami Heat.
On MLK Day, so a little special start time there for the Celtics at 6. We'll be off at 5:30, so 90 minutes left for your reaction to what was yet another epic playoff game for the Patriots. We'll go right back to it after Murray's 90-second update. No commercials here.
Stay tuned for more Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.